Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Just to put a quick bow on the conversation we were having off the air, do you ever use calligraphy? No, ever? Have you ever in your life, maybe for a class, you had to write in calligraphy?
No.
With the fountain pen and all the extra little lines and the things going on there?
I feel like the fountain, no, there might, yeah, like middle school maybe there was, I remember the fountain pen with the ink and the dipping, the
You do?
Yes. Oh. I remember doing some of that.
Do you have a quill pen?
Yes. Yes. Yes, so yes, we all, yeah.
That,
I don't know what
pen.
Grade that was, but West Seneca Schools, that happened.
I feel like if Ross Tucker went to school, and here's Ross on the heels of last week when we're ranking Ivy League schools, now he gets this, somewhere Philadelphia adjacent, maybe then you had to sort of learn, you know, how Ben Franklin wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Tucker on the line, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Ross, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. I don't recall ever in my life using calligraphy in any way. I do think it's cool. I guess if they have special pens, I think that's cool as well. I'm not sure I totally understand what the genesis of it was.
No.
Like, it seems like, I mean, I'm sure somebody can look it up, but it seems like somebody either had a lot of time on their hands or wanted to prove that they had more money than everybody else. Like, who just, like, one day was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to start writing letters super fancy and act like I'm better than everybody else.
I think you might have it. I mean, you might have it with that last point. But you got to admit, the Declaration of Independence is a lot cooler than it would be if it were just, like, typewritten. I mean, you wouldn't want.
Right,
it
yeah.
would not have the same sort of aura.
Yeah.
That it has.
Yeah.
Imagine that if the
or like
if,
comic font or something. I mean, no.
Was all just like terrible handwriting. Like, so I have a question.
Or like a ransom note, like with different cutout letters in it. Go ahead,
SpongeBob. Yeah. Yes, Ross.
No, you guys let me know. It's your show.
Go for it. No, you were saying.
Can you imagine, like, what is the opposite of cursive? Like, I've never in my life written cursive other than when in middle school or elementary school we had to. You know, I mean, first of all, we don't handwrite anything anymore, but I never did cursive. But what's regular? What are regular letters called? Script?
Oh, man. I'm stumped. I don't know. Sanskrit. I'm sure that's wrong. I don't know the opposite of cursive.
I don't know.
I'm gonna try though. I'm gonna think about it.
Regular? It's not regular.
No, it can't just be regular.
Print. No,
that can't be right.
I don't know.
Dot matrix. I don't know, Ross. You got me on this one. You stumped us. Well, anyway, Odyssey NFL Insider. Let's get to football. So, Ross, here are the Bills at 4-0, one of two undefeated teams in the league. The other is a team you know well. the Super Bowl champion Eagles. And I wonder how you would compare these teams. I'm sort of getting the vibe that the Eagles are really not right, but I don't know what that means. And with the Bills, they've had two home games in a row against seemingly lesser opponents. They didn't cover either one, but they ended up winning both by double digits. And there might be some who are saying somewhat the same things about the Bills. Like, here is where they might be vulnerable. How do the Bills and Eagles compare for you?
It's a fair question. I would say that there's probably some similarities. I think, you know, both teams are winning despite possibly not playing their best. But, you know, I'm kind of starting to wonder, who are these teams that are playing their best? Like, who are these fictitious teams out there that are playing their best all the time? Like, that's just not – I don't know that that's really a thing in the NFL. Maybe towards the end of the year or maybe in the playoffs, but the Eagles were horrific, okay, in the first half against the Rams. And then the second half, they were amazing, and they block a field goal, and they win the game. And then against the Bucs, they're up 24-3 in Tampa. They're killing the Bucs. And then they didn't complete a pass in the second half, had like 5-3 and out, and they hang on to win 31-25. So guess it depends on how you look at it or how you want to talk about it, that, you know, either the Eagles are a flawed team or they're finding a way to win even though they're playing less than their best. You know, what I have to remind people is, first of all, who cares? And then second, you know, they're 4-0. None of us will talk about this for 1 second in September, right. You know, in November, December.
Right.
And then secondly, last year they were 2-2. So are people really nitpicking that, you know, the passing offense hasn't been great or they're not running it as well? Yeah, I mean, they're not firing on all cylinders, but I got news for you. That's NFL football now in the month of September. There's so less practicing, and there's almost no playing time in the preseason games, that September is more or less like when the colleges play the directional schools, or, you know, Notre Dame plays UB or whatever. It's like, it's when they're figuring it out. You know, the first 3 or 4 weeks for all these teams is they're kind of figuring it out. And then we'll find out moving forward in October who figures it out.
2 years ago, the Eagles were 10-1, beating the Bills in an incredible overtime game in Philadelphia. 6 weeks later, they lose bad in Tampa in the first round. Everybody thinks the coach is getting fired. You know, like, that's 2 years ago.
And in between then and now, all they did is win the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, what's funny about you mentioning that is that that's the concern among Eagles fans right now, is this feels a lot like 23. Yeah, I know we're winning, but it doesn't look good. This is going to collapse. Like, like what you just referenced is exactly what is the example that a lot of Eagles fans are bringing up.
Well,
go ahead.
You tell us how real is sort of, I mean, both of these teams, the Bills and Eagles, are banking wins without maybe their best stuff. And, you know, in the case of the Bills, Ross, they've got guys, you know, everybody's got injuries, right? But Ed Oliver, Milano, they've got Hoyt and Ogunjobi coming back off suspensions in a couple of weeks. Like, there's reinforcements coming. And mostly all I've been thinking, and I would think maybe you're thinking about the Eagles the same way, bank all the wins you can and just be better than this when January comes, right? Because, like, the way the Bills are playing defense right now, for example, like, I don't like them against a good offensive team, like, that can actually throw the ball down the field, unlike New Orleans on Sunday, who just killed the Bills on the ground despite being inept throwing the ball down the field. So they got stuff they got to button up, but, man, to be banking wins while you're buttoning up is pretty solid.
That's exactly right. It's like, you know, the Bengals won their first game against the Browns really ugly. They probably should have lost. It was 17-16. And everybody was like, Joe, what's wrong? Like, you know, to Joe Burrow, like, oh, my gosh, what happened? You guys couldn't move the ball in the second half. And he had, like, the greatest line. He's like, yeah, we didn't win any of these games last year, so I'm actually super happy right now. And we'll figure out how to put more points up and score more and throw the ball more. I'm just so glad we won even without doing that, right? And I think that that's the correct attitude is, hey, we've got things we need to improve upon, but let's win while we're doing it. The reality is bad teams lose, and even average teams lose when they don't really play well. Good teams, you know, find a way to win even when they're not playing that well. Now, I will say there's a big difference between the Bills and the Eagles. And the big difference is the Eagles just beat three playoff teams in a row. You know, I mean, like, mm-hmm. The Eagles, that was, you know, they won at the Chiefs. Then they beat the Rams, who gave them a great game in the divisional round. Then they won at the Bucks. So those are three, in my mind, legitimate Super Bowl contenders. And the Eagles, without playing great, beat all of them. Whereas, you know, the Bills, mm-hmm. I mean, who are we talking about? You know, they were obviously fortunate to beat the Ravens, but they did. And then we're talking about the Jets, Dolphins, and Saints. You know, as you guys know, I do the Ross Tucker Football Podcast Power Rankings.
Yes.
Every Tuesday. Those are three bottom five teams. You know, so I think, you know, feather in the cap of the Eagles mm-hmm. for getting wins against quote-unquote good teams without playing well. For the Bills, you know, they might be fortunate that this is how the schedule laid out and that hopefully they can play better and be better against better teams later when they get these guys back and the guys off suspension, et cetera.
Insider calls, including this one with Ross Tucker, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's New England for you? And is there any chance you'll be up here Sunday night?
What's New England for me? New England, the team. Got it.
Yes, yes.
And we're not talking about foliage here.
I'm not asking for you to draw a line around states.
Well, a couple things. I will not be there. Okay. I have Rams Niners Thursday night, Westwood One.
Nice.
And then I have my first college game, one of only three college games, noon on CBS. Air Force at Navy. It's on every CBS television in the country, so everybody listening can watch it. I love when you take a screenshot of me on camera right at the start of the game, tagging me on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. I get a kick out of that. It's almost an automatic repost, by the way. And New England is clearly much improved, clearly the second best team in the AFC East. And because of that, both myself and Steve Fezzik, my co-host on the Even Money Betting Podcast, we really like the Patriots getting the 8.5 this week. Now, I still think that the Bills will win the game, but I think it's going to be close. I wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots surprised them. You know, the Bills have been living dangerously a little bit. I think the Patriots are a decent amount, better than the Dolphins, Jets, and Saints. So I think this is going to be a real tussle, a real battle for the Bills. But because it's Sunday night, they always find a way to win these games, and I think they will. But I certainly think it'll be a one-score game, and I like the Patriots with the points.
Yeah, I mean, seeing what Rattler was able to do on Sunday against the Bills, Ross had a hell of a time with his running in this game. He ran for, I think, 50 yards or just about 50 yards in the game. And to me, May is a just better at everything, but kind of by a lot as far as passing goes than Rattler has been so far in his career. And even running-wise, like I feel like May, I have viewed May as sort of like Josh Allen light for now. Like he's not quite as big and not quite as dangerous and quite as physical, like everything. It's just a little bit, but that's still, to me, a pretty scary player. And you know, not for nothing, the Bills had trouble containing Tua in the pocket last Thursday, or two Thursdays ago now. So I'm respecting May and New England coming in here off of the 42 they hung on Carolina on Sunday, for sure.
So two thoughts on that. Number one, I think calling Drake May Josh Allen light is perfect. He's not Josh Allen. He's not likely to be Josh Allen, but you know, whether you call him Josh Allen light or a poor man's Josh Allen or whatever, that's exactly what he is. He can do a lot of similar things to what Josh does. Although Josh's ability to seemingly always make the plays late he needs for the Bills to win those games is just incredibly impressive. I don't know that Drake May has, you know, what I will call the it factor or the clutch gene yet. Secondly, I don't know if you guys saw this last week after the Dolphins game, but you inspired Labatt Blue Light to do a taste testing session with me. Did you guys see this on social media?
I did not catch this.
Okay. They heard me. My friends from Labatt Blue Light heard me when I was saying it's by far my favorite. Oh, because you guys, when I was going up there for the Dolphins game, you guys were asking if I was having an event with the Labatt Blue guys. I said, I don't think so, but I wish, because it's the best tasting beer. So my guy Jason from Labatt Blue Light was like, hey, can we do this when you come here? I'm like, do what? He said, a taste test. So I did a blind taste test of Labatt Blue Light and three other, you know, mass-produced light beers, and had to kind of say which one was my favorite. And thank goodness my favorite was Labatt Blue Light.
Yeah, or else it was over.
You were in some trouble. Yeah.
But anyway, you guys inspired that. So people didn't see it. I'm sure that they posted it to their social media at, you know, Labatt Blue Light, at Labatt USA or whatever. But I put it on mine as well, at Ross Tucker NFL. So that was actually very fun, hilarious. And the what did we get? We got wings, and then we got like a chicken cheese steak or something. I'm trying to remember. Stinger. No, we got Stinger.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of a Stinger?
Yeah, sure. That's chicken fingers and steak. Yeah.
Yeah, I had never heard of that before. That was unbelievable.
Oh, you got to get the Buffalo more.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
It's not on my diet.
It's a staple.
With bread, right? By the way.
It's a staple.
You know, Ross, by the way, you know, again, I'm going to take you down a different road here, but you're talking about beer. Greg Olson, who I don't know how well you know him, but, you know, a fellow top analyst, he goes to do the Ireland game, and it comes up how he tried a Guinness because, like, yeah, I'm in Ireland. This is what you do. Oh, how was it? Okay. I'm not eager to have another one. That sort of hit me. Like,
and he'd never had one
before. He'd never had it. Right. That's the point. I should have said that. He never had had a Guinness before. So, I don't know, like, I don't want to alienate you from your Labatt tribe there, but because I don't know if Guinness is in the same realm, or at least, you know, who owns what.
I don't think they're in the same family.
No. Here's let me just cut you off, even though it's
please.
Your show.
Please.
And let me just make the point you're trying to make, okay? Mm-hmm. Greg Olson might have a higher paying analyst gig than me, but everybody listening would much rather hang out with me than Greg Olson. Well,
that was the point I was trying to make. Okay.
And let me, yes, because I'll tell you why. Because I love Greg Olson, and I'm sure he's a great guy. But if you're in your 30s and you've never tried a Guinness before,
yeah,
This is one where you sit down your parents and say, where did it all go wrong?
Yes. I mean, yes.
How have you not even tried a Guinness before when you're in your 30s?
I know.
I mean, I tried them. I don't think I'm legally allowed to say when I tried them, but I have tried Guinness. I have friends that that's all they drink. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick's actually a big Guinness guy. I have other friends that like Guinness. You know, it's not for me, but I do know that people that kind of get sick of IPAs, they tend to then go the Guinness route at some point. But the point is if you're in your 30s, you've never tried a Guinness until you get to Ireland, what have you been doing? If you can only chug a beer with one television analyst, the answer is me, not Greg Olson. That's fine. So he can be a little bit better of an analyst. I'll be a little bit cooler of a guy. We'll call it even.
Yeah. The Guinness route is a road where you're driving on the right, and it's just like bricks on your right, and then like the sea. There's no shoulder. What the Guinness route, as you put it, that's what it looks like. There's just don't lose the wheel because you're going into the Firth of Forth if you do. Well,
I definitely feel that. I'm a huge IPA guy. I think you know that. But when it gets to a certain point in the summer or fall, it's time for a pivot. And that pivot is always to a stout for me.
The Bay of Fundy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got buddies that are big stout guys. I can't do it. If I pivot, it's obviously to Labatt Blue Light or, you know, like in the summer, maybe I would have like a. I guess a Mexican lager with a lime, with two limes.
Love that.
I feel like it's healthy and refreshing if you put a lime in. Like, I don't even know if limes are healthy for you, but in my mind, it's like, oh, it's a beer.
It's fruit. It's fresh fruit. Yeah,
it absolutely.
Put a lime in now. This is basically fruit and Gatorade here.
Absolutely moves it over onto the nutritional chart and the food groups. Ross, we'll let you go. Just on this, listener Mark writes in to say the opposite of cursive is printing.
I think that that's correct, but when I think printing, I think about like
machines printing.
You have to print something out on your computer. Like, I got to print these five pages out. I don't think of like writing.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to come up with something better. We have too many synonyms. Is that the right word?
We do. We have another week to think about it. Thanks for your time, Ross. Enjoy L.A.
I will. Yeah. I think I'll be there for like 14 hours. It'll be great. See you guys.
That's all you need. All right. Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Do you have it up?
I do. Yeah. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I'm glad someone got through to you or us.
Me?
The print. Like
printing.
Printing. That was, you learned to print and then how to write. In cursive, that print that was just laying there. It's so long ago.
It was. It definitely was. What a beauty, Ross. Didn't get to the Ravens or the Chiefs like I had hoped, but we talked about writing and beer. So I don't know. We got to the Eagles at least. There was a tweet yesterday that made the rounds from a Philadelphia guy who's like, 2 years ago. Basically, to sum it up, 2 years ago. The Eagles were perfect, and the season imploded. And then last year, they weren't perfect, and they won it all. Just be careful what – this actually goes to the conversation we were having an hour ago.
Yeah.
Be careful what you think you know before it's even, literally October, because we're not there yet.
A few more hours.
The most important thing has always been the standings. You always say it. And the Bills have a huge lead. Well, at least a lead. In the standings at this point. They also have a new punter, 803-0550, for your thoughts on how this all is going. Is it like totally wheels up? It can't go wrong? Or are you worried about certain things? Always looking to get the perspectives here. Paul Hamilton will join us later on. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.